That was Wearing Thin. And coming up next is our latest single from our new EP, I'm the Machine. The song is called Zero Matter.
Consumes it.
This is going to be our last song. This song is called Space.
Hey. Oh my goodness, that was insane. Are you kidding me? Activate. That was awesome. All right, well, we'll let these guys cool down a little bit. They're going to come in here. We'll talk a little bit. So in the meantime, wow, that was fantastic. I can't wait to talk to them. Let's keep the music going. I got some stuff queued up. Let's start the next set off with Sal Baglio's The Amplifier Heads.
I know it was quiet. 1980 was Christmas time.
Thank you.
The officers saw some strange bright lights, and they chased it around the forest all night. Something went down, something went down, and all this in sweet town. Something went down. The very next night on the Air Force Base,
saucers, Captain, are still a rumor. Officially.
We'll be right back.
All right, right out of that into the studio. We got sirens going on, activating in the studio real quick. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford. And PSA here. Hey, imagine this PSA. Don't drink and drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, we got that out of the way. We got Octavating here.
Hey,
what's up?
What's going on?
That's it. See, I got this guy. Say something.
Hey, we're here.
All right, I hear you.
I hear you too. This is fantastic. Yes.
Oh my goodness,
it works.
I did get these two songs, and I did see the video of you guys before you came in here. Holy camoly! Wow, you guys are the real deal.
We're trying.
Trying nothing. Mission accomplished.
All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah, quit the trying part. No, that was really impressive.
We have fun.
Yeah, great music. Your performances were wonderful. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's start on this side of the room. Who are you?
I'm Ken on guitars.
SV here.
I'm number 9 on bass.
Ian Cal on guitar.
And I'm David on drums.
David on drums. There you go. That really was so impressive. I just, you know, I mean, it's so wonderful when you come in here. I never know who the live band's going to be. And to be wonderfully surprised by really just, oh, this is great.
Sounds fantastic. I was as surprised as you were. I thought I was coming to band practice tonight. So I was like, wait, where's band practice is in Medford tonight? Okay, Medford it is. Okay, here we are, band practice.
Rehearsal space now,
right? I love it. So, you know, dumb question number 349. Where are you guys hailing from?
We are. We like to say we are from a little town known as Littleton, Massachusetts.
Okay, Littleton. Very
We're
good.
Not all from there, but
no, I get
it's
it.
A central home.
Right. Yeah. Is that where you rehearse?
There.
Yeah.
We rehearse at the Wave Radio Boston studio.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
I had a feeling. It didn't feel like you were like Maine or Connecticut.
No, right between Worcester and Lowell.
Right.
And, you know, Worcester is a great scene right now.
Worcester is cracking me up. They really, the little engine that could, they're doing so much stuff in Worcester now.
A lot of punk.
Well, how about they just stole the Red Sox, you know, farm team?
Oh, yeah.
The Woo Sox.
You know, no, Worcester is really coming up. A lot of really cool clubs that are there. And, yeah, so, I mean, that was phenomenal. I have a couple of your songs here I'll be playing in a little bit. I mean, how long you been together?
1 year exactly, right?
Right, I think wow. David joined
with the,
in
with
November,
the five of us, right? Yeah. Right? Was today the 1 year
today
anniversary?
Today is the 1 year anniversary.
Of the show, of our first show together.
No, our first show was in January.
First show was January with David.
Oh, that's close. Right. That's right.
The greatest thing about this interview, all lies. Everything about it's lies.
All lies. You joined in November, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, no, it's the Middle East was the this was the 1 year anniversary,
oh, yeah,
right?
Maybe
okay, December, so we've been together less than a year.
Lies and nonsense. That's our interview.
There you go. Lies
we're
and
here for you.
There you go. So that's going to be the name of your next album, Lies and Nonsense.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, all right. So we heard you play. You're phenomenal. I'm going to play the recorded version. I mean, what's great is oftentimes what goes on live and then you hear the recorded version. You nailed both these songs, and we'll get to them in a little bit, so well in the live version, it's like, oh my goodness. You know, people are going to be like, deja vu.
We love to hear that. Yeah.
So,
of course, we would all disagree with you. I'm like, yeah. My vocals were not quite as sharp as...
But we love it.
Screw us, but nobody else probably knows.
You know, I mean, I saw all those auto-tuners in there. Don't worry.
We had a whole lot of them. Thank God there was no cameras.
There you go. So any shows coming up?
Yeah, next week. Friday night.
At
Ralph's in Worcester.
Ralph's. Love Ralph's. At the upstairs, where the stage looks like some old-timey vaudeville place.
I thought
next Friday was band practice, so I'll just show up.
have you not played Ralph's?
We have not.
First time.
It's the coolest place. You want like people shooting video.
Oh,
it is
nice.
A really cool stage. I mean, when I say it looks like it's an old-timey looking stage with the paintings on the wall and the curtains on the side. I mean, I love the place. It's almost like it's the venue that David Lynch didn't use for one of his
movies. Just continue to talk about Lynch stuff all night and be happy with that.
Yeah,
took a wrong turn.
I really enjoy playing there a lot.
Ken played there. Pre-Octavate.
Previous life, yeah.
Right, yeah. Pre-Octavate.
It's a great room.
Yeah, no, I enjoy it.
We're doing an acoustic show there because, unfortunately, David is out of state. So
it's
a little outside of our comfort zone, but I think we're going to pull it off okay.
It is not outside our comfort zone. It's going to be, it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
No, I was not into it at first. I'm like, how can we be us without David? Because this guy is friggin' amazing.
Right.
Can I say that?
Right.
He's the heartbeat.
He's the heartbeat.
Yeah. And so I was like, I don't know what to do. And they're like, let's just try it out. And we went in. And now I'm really excited. I can't wait for next Friday.
It's kind of perfect for a Lynchian atmosphere.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you definitely want.
I'm picturing like the Twin Peaks stage.
Kind of,
the What's the lounge in Twin Peaks? That's what I'm picturing, though.
What, maybe I oversold the Lynch part,
but the actual stage itself
has a very cool vibe. And actually, the first time I saw it, I saw another band there, and then I was like, I gotta play here. I was like, this place is made for a music video.
No, it's so fantastic. It's
because we'll have to do MTV Unplugged Octavate. So. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. There you go. But it's very fun. And what's the date on that show?
8th.
Friday. That's fantastic. Very cool. Well, I mean, boy, you know, I mean, what are your influences?
You know what I think about thinking about the show that's coming up? Right, we're a hard rock band, right?
Right, of course.
Guitars, bass, drums, belting vocals.
Yeah.
This show we're doing, we're bringing a cajon. I'm going to sit on it and tap it. We're bringing acoustic guitars.
As a chair.
As a chair. We're bringing acoustic. It's our first time bringing acoustic guitars out for us as a band. Yeah. I mean, we've all played acoustic, but not as a band.
Like, this is going to be fun. We waited until the dead of winter to pull them out.
I know. And we may even rehearse the acoustic show, you know, maybe twice before we actually go do it live. So there's
two
the fun
times.
Part. Maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
You're going to be over-rehearsed.
Maybe.
One time.
Maybe. I mean, we already did one. I feel like we're done.
We're done. You're ready to go.
I'm excited because I think I didn't realize that our songs can lend to that, the acoustic part. You know, like, we're not a punk band. We don't play, you know, power chords, 1-4-5 progressions, you know, and then scream the same notes into it. Like, we're not that band. So
you did not see Nirvana on MTV when they did Unplugged?
So many times. So many times.
I was going to say, bands that rock hard actually translate to an acoustic, you know.
Think about Alice in Chains Unplugged.
Oof, up and down.
Because it's so easy to, you know, and I was.
Well, that's the passion is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And it translates through the instrument and the singing. And it's not even that you have to, you know, yell it and scream it, you know, like you're amplified. It just comes through. And so, yeah, you know what? One rehearsal, you guys are fine.
It was actually really cool because we had David, God bless him, driving down from New Hampshire to literally sit there during our acoustic performance and just give some suggestions here and there. Oh, what if you tried this way?
Yeah.
And he's not even going to be there for the show. So it was really actually helpful to have David's perspective on that to kind of find a way to translate. Because some of the things, this doesn't really work if we ring this out, or this doesn't really work if we do this staccato. And Dave had some really great suggestions, so we're working through that.
I mean, the hardest part for me was sitting in a room and not playing. I had to sit on my hands.
Yeah. We often video and audio record our practices, right? So these guys may not know this, but, you know, we videoed this practice, and there's a camera that's kind of pointed at all of us just so we can all go back and review and say, hey, what can we work on? As we were doing this practice, I'm sitting in one spot, David's sitting right next to me, right? So I'm singing. David is, you know, kind of keeping an eye on us to make sure we're doing okay. There's a part in the video where I'm belting and I got big open mouth. Like, right. If you just mute it, it's hysterical because I got big open mouth and I'm belting a note. David next to me, big open mouth yawn.
Yeah.
Full on yawn. And I paused. I got to send everybody the picture, the snapshot of this, because there's a picture of the two of us, big open mouth. Looks like we're belting together, but he is straight up yawning and falling asleep.
You're belting.
Can we add a harmony like to that spot?
That'd be fantastic.
Right. He was inspired.
Insert that harmony. After.
What note is he singing? He's singing the key of.
It's all part of the show, right?
Yeah, that's amazing. I do want to see that picture.
Love it. So, well, gee whiz, like I said, I have a couple of songs here. Maybe, you know, even though you played them in the other room, Studio D, why don't I just go ahead and give them a spin?
Love it.
Okay, here we go.
Sounds good.
Roadies empty, desert and dark.
what's going on. It's being weird here, kid. So in the middle of space, Octavate's single Space. It started playing in the middle, and then it just went to another song. I don't know what's going on, so whatever. We'll own it.
It's all good.
Put it back on air. We'll talk a little more.
The great thing is none of us know what's going on. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we're all talking to each other about stuff, and someone said, hey, that song just started in the middle.
We're just having fun.
I thought our song was in a commercial. It sounded fantastic.
Right,
that's a great commercial break. I like that.
So what product are we selling with that song?
Space?
They use space for a lot of commercials.
I feel like monster trucks, you know, like Monster Drink, okay, Monster right, Jam at the DCU it. Center, yep. you know.
Okay, very
this
good.
Sunday,
all right.
You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. This Sunday, Right?
That would be good. Get your space.
That would be
I
good.
I love it. I love it. Yep. Well, really, I just I so thoroughly enjoyed your live performance, and you guys, you know, you're clearly the real deal, and you're going to be doing acoustic thing at Ralph's. In Worcester, do you have any everybody playing together before the end of the year? I know it's tough.
No, that's it. That's
usually
it for the
people
year.
Are wrapping it up right now.
Yeah. This is it. We get one. Yeah, yeah. One more in.
Yeah. Anything for 2024 as we speak?
We have a lot of songs. We have a lot of songs that we're working on. There's like we had our meeting, our mid-year meeting in June, and I think we had 12 songs that we have already indicated that are. Either one of us have written and made a demo of, all the way to I have an idea, and we just, you know, we kind of said, let's step back and do it differently than we did that. We learned a lot last year by learning how each other plays and how each other wants to record. And the last album we recorded, it was all in our homes and, you know, like share this way, which is like the new way to do it, and that's cool, but...
You know, in today's day and age, you can't get around that. That's going to happen at some point.
But we want to get into a studio and have that experience.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we're pushing towards, playing out live and eventually getting into that real cool studio experience.
Well, the great thing about taking a new song they've just written and then playing it live is that then you can kind of work out a few things, add things, you know, just surprises come in the room. So when you go and record it, you've kind of worked that out. I've been in every recording situation you can imagine. Sometimes the first time you're playing the songs in the studio, so you do it, and then you go out and you play it live, and then over the course of a year or so, the song does morph.
Yep,
and absolutely. It's just kind of like, well, yeah, really? The recording's great. We sign off on it. It's fantastic. But in my sort of philosophy, if a song grows while you're out there, you know, playing it live, I just like, yeah, this is a lot. You like the recorded version? There you go. Go buy it. Go download it. Mm-hmm. But when we play now, this is the version you're going to get.
Yeah. One of the songs we played tonight, Dream Away, the studio version is about 3.5 minutes long. Live version is about 5 minutes long. We got a big 2-minute extended intro, which to me is my favorite part of the song. I don't even sing in it at all. I just sit back and watch these guys do these amazing guitar harmonies, and it's my favorite part. And that came from us finishing the studio version and then saying, hey, I got an idea.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we're like, we fell in love with him. Like, do we re-record the song? Like, I mean, it's already done. This is our live show, and maybe we'll do it.
Everything is pre-production.
Yeah, everything.
Pre-production for the next thing that you do.
Right, that's right. Even if you sell it, it's still pre-production.
Yeah,
that's right. So, gee whiz, that was really phenomenal. I wish you guys all the best. That was really very impressive. So, I think I liked your Octavate page, but I'm not on anybody's, or we're not personal friends in social media. I definitely want to see you guys out there. So let's, you know, at some point, you know, exchange the connects, because the next time you get play out there, I want to make sure I'm in attendance.
We got to go hit Ralph's together.
There you go.
Right?
You know, maybe that's the move. Maybe 2024, you just came up with a 2024 bill.
There's
at
the
Ralph's.
Plan.
There you go.
Lynch. I'll call Lynch. He can come in, you know, help kind of film
video.
It. Lots of strobe lights and whatnot, some smoke.
I love it. Well,
record
thank you
everything
very
in
much.
Reverse.
Talk backwards.
Yes. Yep, talking backwards. That's right. You know, I never did figure out if that was like fake talking backwards or they were really doing it because it never really matched up.
I feel like it's both.
It was a little bit of both. It was backwards, but they were kind of like saying it backwards and not worrying that the lips and the words were matching.
I really don't think David Lynch worried about much, period. It just worked. It's just worked.
It did. Oh yeah,
swag.
Got some swag. Activate swag. All right. Oh, an insignia on a gray and the big logo on the black.
I gave one to Joel too.
It.
Joel is
love
the
it. Thank
man.
Yeah. Oh, love
and
it.
Here's one too. Hold my drink.
For the home audience.
Activate one side.
It appears that our band
other.
Member.
Thank you.
Number
thank
nine
you.
Has now become Santa Claus in the studio.
It's Santa.
He's got
Claus.
He's got the full he beard his, and he big, did. He had the, he opened the big of sack merch. And then came.
He could spot I was the guy. I actually would wear that. I'll wear this in. Clubland. Yeah.
All I said was the beard and the sack and all the gifts.
There you go. More weight in the beard.
Oh, don't even get me started about white in the beard. But that was fantastic. Thank you so very much. Thank you for coming in. Really appreciate it. And we'll see you out there in rock and roll world. And
love
who
it.
Knows? You know, maybe we got something going on at Ralph's.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you so much. Last tonight.
Big thank you to Joel for setting this up.
Oh,
and making
Joel!
It sound great.
Are you kidding
He's
me?
The man.
He's awesome.
Beyond that, I mean, really. On the town with Mikey D, but Joel, he's been keeping this show and this station alive for so long. You know, I can't say enough stuff about him. He really is a talented, beautiful human being, and we appreciate Joel very, very much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Joel.
Okay, I'm going to try playing some music and see if it's going to skip around, but thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We'll be right back. American car.
I'm going to do my goodbye thing. Thank you so very much for tuning in and listening to On the Town with Mikey D. I appreciate you, all the listeners. And until the next time, there's 5 Wednesdays in a month. I'll see you then. Out.